Today is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So it's my second day back at work from having 3 days off, and I still do not feel like working. And when I say back at work, obviously, we are, you know, we are still working remote, but I'm going to be working remote apparently for the rest of my life. Well, or as long as I work for Walmart. So, we're working remote but man, I don't feel like doing anything. I did a couple of things today. I always, even when I feel like not working, I always, you know, set myself a couple of tasks at least that I have to get done. That way I feel like, okay, I've accomplished something for the day. But honestly, I could have gotten so much more done. I just did not feel like working, and I don't know what to do in order to do it. And also, you know, I mean, I know I just took 3 days off, but it doesn't really feel like a vacation because I was unpacking and I was doing all the things that we were doing to try to get the house, you know, where it needs to be. And I don't know. Anyway, so I need a vacation that's a real vacation, but it's so, like, I really want to go, and I know everybody does. I know everybody does, but Mark and I love to travel, and I really want to go to a hotel with a beach, you know, or something, and do something like, and there's nothing. And our anniversary is coming up on July 4th, and we always travel on our anniversary, but we've been thinking about it. We don't feel comfortable flying at the moment. And driving, I think RV rental is going to be extremely expensive, especially now, because I think everyone is renting RVs. And I don't really like the thought of, like, sleeping in a tent. So camping is not, because I'm afraid of animals. When our first anniversary, we went canoeing on the Buffalo River, and I could not sleep because there was a raccoon or something outside our tent. And I was so freaked out. Even after I knew what it was, I thought, oh my God, what if it, like, rips a hole in the tent and, like, comes in and eats us or something? I don't know. You would think I wouldn't be so, I love animals, but just it's dark outside, it's quiet, and you hear these weird noises, and it's like, it's either an animal that's going to, like, come bite you, or it's a serial killer. So I don't know. I don't even know. And my mom invited us to go. So the family's going to get together again. But there are too many family members. I don't think it's wise. I think there's going to be more than 10 people there. And I don't think it's wise for us. But I know because of this last thing where my mom said my aunt was going to wear her Democrat mask. I know as soon as I tell my mom that, oh, we don't feel comfortable getting together in that large a group yet. You know, I know she's at the very least, she's going to be thinking in her head, oh, those Democrats, Adam and Mark, you know, anti-Trump people. But I don't think we're going to do that either. So I don't know what we're going to do. But I think I need a real vacation. Even though moving to a house is super fun and I love the house and we're getting it set up exactly the way I want. The way we want. Mark did most of the decorating that has been done has been Mark. And he's been looking on Pinterest and other places and finding ideas for, you know, what to put around the kitchen for decor and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, so I don't want to complain because this is really fun. It's super fun setting this up, but it's a lot of work as well. And I just feel like, you know, I need some downtime. So speaking of that, not really. Speaking of moving, I did get an email from Sam in the Hinterlands, and occasionally I like to read those. And so she says, I can't quite visualize your movable wall, but it sounds cool. The unfinished basement, not so much. I don't remember talking about a basement, so someone's going to have to remind me. We don't have a basement in this house. So I'm racking my brain trying to think, when did I mention a basement? But I don't know. I mean, maybe I did, or maybe I said something and Sam thought I was talking about a basement. I'm not really sure. So the wall, it's like, yeah, it's very hard to describe, but basically there's this little alcove. There's this little area that's like an 8x8 area where there's a window that is kind of sectioned off from the rest of the room. It juts forward from the room. And I want to put in that 8x8 area, I want to kind of section that off from the rest of the room with a wall that's on rollers. And what I was thinking is, I'll try to post a picture on Twitter of this. I've already posted it. I've done videos, so maybe if you watch the video, but I'll try to post a picture where I show. But the ceiling in this room is very weird, but there's two flat areas that I could attach like a barn door track, like you would have like the roller track that barn doors, and then and suspend a wall between those two, and then the wall should go back and forth, and one side of it is soundproofing material and the other side of it is like decorative, but also has a hanger for, it's very hard. I when we build it, whenever that is, I'll post photos of it. But I don't remember talking about a basement, so I'm not really sure. She also says, you really did have a busy weekend, but the house is definitely coming together, and it's nice to hear the excitement in your voice about it. As for the landscapers, when you get the stage of, damn it, I just want it done already, one option is to just fuck the research and just sit down with the phone book or online list of service providers and then call each number in order until you get a live human that will take your whatever it is. I can't believe a place as densely populated as yours doesn't have one landscaper willing to take a midsummer client. Though after having tried to do the same thing in New Jersey once, I know it's not easy and a whole bunch didn't call me back either. Okay, so good news on that front. I decided to just do another Google search this morning when I was, you know, busy trying not to work. It was probably during a meeting. I was in a meeting and I probably Googled, but I found I brought up a few more that I hadn't contacted. Now, let me just say, I only contacted 3 landscapers. And all three fizzled out and stopped responding to me at various stages of the process. And one of them was even a recommendation by my stepdad. So, you know, I will admit there was probably a lot more research I could have done, but I'm thinking, oh, you know, these are businesses. They're not just gonna, it's not like a, you know, I'm not gonna be ghosted by them like some date that you have and then for some reason they don't like the date and so they just stopped responding to your text messages, or on Grindr when you message someone and they don't say anything back and they block you or something. You know, I mean, I thought a company's not going to do that. At the very least, they're going to, you know, say, hey, we got really busy and your project doesn't sound like a good fit for us, but, you know, here's a couple of other names that you could reach out to or something. I just didn't imagine 3 separate companies just stopping responding completely. I mean, it doesn't seem professional to me. Anyway, regardless, there are a lot more companies in the area, so plenty to choose from, but I was just surprised. So I did a little bit of Googling. I found another one, and they looked really promising. I looked at their website. Their photos were really good of their, like, the gallery of work that they had done. They do everything. They do residential. They do commercial. They both do the design and they do the work, or they'll just do the design or they'll just do the work. So they do all of that stuff. And so I went ahead and filled out a little form on their website, and they called me within like an hour of me filling out the form. So it was really good. And yeah, I have an appointment with him. He's coming out on July 2nd, which seems like kind of a long time for me to have to wait. I was telling Mark, I'm like, oh my God, if they're already over a week behind on just appointments to go out and like do the preliminary kind of workup and quote and stuff like that, I'm like, I wonder how far out in advance they are on the actual landscaping work. But they sound promising. They do exactly what I'm wanting. So they do a design service where they'll just come out, measure everything, and they'll provide you a design. And he said, you know, we'll quote you on that. But the amount he told me, I thought was reasonable. He said normally, you know, they're around $400 to $700 for a residential design. And based on the other ones that I had talked to, that sounded within the ballpark of what everyone else is quoting, and a lot less than what the first one I talked to that was like, oh, our designs are $5,000. So anyway, Mark thought it was kind of expensive, but I want something professionally designed that we have a piece of paper or a file on the computer or something that we can refer to later if we want to do it in phases. And I said, hey, if our budget's not enough, can we also do it in phases? And he said, yes, for sure. He said, we actually do it that way a lot. He said, that's kind of how we work. And we'll lay our design out in phases and we'll recommend what you should do first, second, third, fourth, etc. He said, and if you go with us for at least the first phase to do the work, you get 50% off of the design work. So that sounds really reasonable. So anyway, the guy was really nice and he's going to come over to the house on July 2nd in the morning and I'll walk him through the yard. I mean, it's just a blank yard. So he's just going to measure stuff pretty much and go over our wish list. And anyway, so I'm excited about that. I did have the electrician out yesterday for the smart switches. So I want smart switches and I want some Ethernet cable run to some places where we don't currently have Ethernet cable. And he didn't give me a quote yesterday, but he was very thorough. He kind of walked through. The smart switches are kind of complicated because I have two different brands. And one of them works with multi-way switches and one of them doesn't. And so I had to walk him through, like, you know, he had to look and see, like, which of the switches were multi-way or three-way or four-way. I mean, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but he really spent the time looking at everything. And, you know, he said he was going to go back to the office and do some research. I don't know if I talked about this yesterday. I feel like I didn't. But he said he was going to go back and do some research and then get back to me. But his preliminary estimate, he said, I mean, he didn't give me an estimate, but he was like, okay, normally for a switch, we would say about 15 minutes per switch. And that seems completely reasonable to me for the work that they're doing. And he said, we'd add a little bit because it's a smart switch and there's going to be some time to do the programming and stuff like that. But he said not much, just a little bit of extra time to do the programming. And then what was going to be a little bit more is the running of the Ethernet cable requires them to bring out two electricians because they need one up in the attic and one like where they're actually running the line. So he said that increases the hourly rate, but I assume it also lessens the amount of time. So it should even out. And then we needed a line, that cable line that's currently just running in through a window in the bottom floor. We need that to be fished up through the pipe that was provided and into the kind of the control center of our house. And he said they can also do that. So it seems like the Ethernet and the switches and the fishing of the cable, all of those are going to be able to be done by the electrician. I have a good lead on this landscaping, so we're looking good there. I mowed the yard Monday night and Tuesday night again. I haven't decided if I'm going to pay landscapers or I'm just going to mow it. I really haven't minded mowing, but I hate weed eating. I hate trimming. The string always gets stuck and I can't get it out, and I'm trying to take the weed eater apart and it's a nightmare. I mean, I don't know. And when you try to edge, it's hard to get the line straight. I don't know. We'll see. I don't mind mowing, though. So we'll see what happens. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.